Well, just hours after the World Health Organization's cautious prediction that the coronavirus, COVID-19, may be stabilizing, a record rise in cases has been reported. Health officials in China have confirmed 15,000 new cases in Hubei province and 242 deaths from the disease. Experts say it's probably because of a change in the diagnosis criteria. The Australian government, meanwhile, has decided to extend its 14-day ban on tourists travelling from China. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Even as things were looking up, WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged caution.
The number of newly confirmed cases reported from China has stabilised, but this outbreak could still go in any direction.
Within hours, officials in China had announced more than 14,800 new coronavirus cases in Hubei province, bringing the total in China to almost 60,000. Health officials in the province say they've started including people diagnosed with new methods. Peter Rabinowitz is co-director of the University of Washington Meta Center for Pandemic Preparedness and Global Health Security.
They're now reporting cases that are being diagnosed using CAT scans as one way to detect the infection and then have a physician decide that it appears to be a coronavirus infection. So it seems that they're changing the case definition, and that makes it very hard to compare to previous trends. We simply don't know where we are in terms of our cases really going up or down.
So is this a case really of the numbers just catching up with the reality now this new diagnostic approach is being used?
That's what it seems to be, and this is the first day they've started reporting tests, to my knowledge, using this new case definition, and it's going to take some time to establish a new trend.
It's faster to do a CT scan than to wait for results from the RNA tests that China has relied on. And doctors in Hubei province had run short of test kits. But there may be issues with the new approach, as Arthur Reingold explains.
The problem with that is that may only detect more severe people, but in addition, it may detect people who have influenza or some totally different disease.
He's a professor of epidemiology at the University of California, Berkeley, and says confusing data make it hard to predict when the crisis might peak.
We assume there are many people who may have been infected but not become ill. And if that's true, I think there's been no effort to try and figure out how many of those people there are. But even among the people who are ill, you know, it's very likely that the ability to find those people, test them, find them positive, and include them in those tallies hasn't been consistent. And that introduces also real uncertainty into how to interpret these trends over time.
The virus has now claimed more than 1,300 lives in Hubei province, where the Chinese Communist Party has just removed its top official. Today, 44 new cases were also confirmed on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship, quarantined in Japan. Ian Mackay is a virologist at the University of Queensland and says the worst may be to come.
This virus has got out the gate quite strong and has spread very widely within China. I think probably getting it under control is going to be a case of waiting till enough people are infected in that region to be immune and stop virus finding susceptible hosts.
Australia is sending a medical expert to the Diamond Princess to advise on the welfare of Australians aboard it, and a 14-day ban on travellers from China, which was due to end this weekend, has been extended for another week. Here's Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Australia's arrangements to protect Australians from coronavirus here in Australia are working. They're effective. They're doing the job. And it's important that we ensure that that continues to be the case.
But Ian Mackay thinks there's only so long those tactics can last.
Right now, the only thing holding back this disease from being a pandemic are the flight bans and the self-isolation and quarantine going on in China. When that lifts, we're probably going to see virus spread again, as it did, and start seeding countries, and possibly we'll see a pandemic kick off. So flight bans for a bit longer might be a way to control that. I don't personally think they're going to control the inevitable spread of this virus, though.
University of Queensland virologist Ian Mackay, Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.